Okay, good morning. Hello. I just recorded an embarrassingly emotional ramble that I may or may not be sharing. And I need a real good palate cleanser because it will be time to go to work and be a productive citizen in a mere, too early, too soon. And, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to do that. What I want to do is come a lot, which is, I feel so greedy because I've been having quite the plethora of orgasms lately. Like, truly, my goodness. Between, listening to others, watching some things, and then recording mostly scripts. Well, I'm very curious from other audio performers how much faking goes on, but I am here to say I don't believe in faking. I spent too many years doing that with a partner, and sorry about that, by the way, because that sucks. I don't fake in my audios. I don't know. I could, I guess. But if a script doesn't bring me to that point, then I'm not going to do the script, basically. And luckily, like there's been a match lit under me lately, so I haven't even had to think about it. It happens, and I love it, and I love this. I love the connections that are building and the self-discovery that's happening, and how my horizons are broadening. But truly, when I first started recording audios and I would look for scripts, I was pretty narrowly focused on things that I identified as my thing. And then I don't even know why I did the first sort of lightly dominant thing. I do remember that I was deeply uncertain about whether I should post it, because I thought everyone's gonna know I'm a fraud. I'm actually a submissive. I can't do this. But well, turns out I really, really love to say good boy. And maybe even good girl. And it feels really weird to not be on the receiving end of that. But it also feels good. So, what was my digression here? Yeah, my horizons are broadening, elongating. And I didn't consider myself that narrow-minded, but I'm rapidly becoming more open to more things, including, including some other things which I'm not going to name, because apparently I'm not that comfortable yet. All this to say, I really want to come before I go to work. And, maybe I already got myself a little bit warmed up, but, there's always room for more, right? So I've just been lightly touching. Rather juicy feeling right now. Yeah. So, what am I thinking about? thinking about touching and being touched by not just men this time. I'm allowing myself to imagine female hands on me. It's really scary, actually. Which will make more sense if I get the guts to post the other thing. It's scary, but I like it. I think I like hands of all genders. I like to be touched, and I like to touch. And I don't think I really care about gender anymore. I'm not so good at talking once I get turned on to a certain point. So I'm just not even gonna worry about talking, because talking is overrated. Isn't it overrated? I don't know. I really want to come. I'm gonna come. I'm not even gonna make myself wait this time. Delicious and much needed release. Thank you for giving me inspiration. You know who you are. Or you should know who you are. If you don't, let me know. Oh god. What time is it? Is it? Oh, damn. Not that much time. So, part of the problem is I have all these scripts opened and everything from my original sort of submissive female, all the way up to dominant female with a man or with a woman, and I get really distracted while reading them. Really, really distracted, and I'm lucky if I can just focus enough to choose one, just choose, and then just start reading it. Sometimes I don't read closely before I decide, though maybe I should, because I've been surprised a couple of times at a couple of twists. But that's part of the fun, right? And the performer doesn't even know what's going to happen next. It makes it feel more real to me. And I don't really have trouble with it feeling real once I'm in it. Mostly it's a coordination problem. Because it's... I'm holding my phone, usually in my left hand. That's what I'm recording on, until I find something that works better. And then I need to see. I need to see everything. And then I need a hand, right? Although, sometimes, maybe a third of the time, I come without touching myself. At least, not without. I mean, without touching myself with my hand. If I'm really, really, really turned on and very in the moment, I... Should I give it away? Should I tell you my secret? I don't know. It depends on how I'm sitting. If I'm sitting in a chair or on a surface, I close my legs tightly together and I just squeeze and maybe grind against the chair, and that's enough. That's all I need. I mean, I have really good inspiration, so I just need a little bit of a sensation to put me over the edge. Like now, I'm just kind of cupping my pussy in my hand, and not really, I wonder if you can hear. Let's see. Lubrication is not a problem here. I'm just cupping my hand and just holding it there and grinding against my hand, wiggling my hips. And I could come so fast this way. I wonder how it would feel to have something inside me. Cock. A woman's finger, or tongue, or a toy. Oh. I think I'd like that a lot. I think I'm gonna let myself go. I'm gonna let myself go because I need this. Body is shaking. Oh God, where's the phone? Okay. I don't know. Now I could roll over with you and just kind of nuzzle my face into your arm or chest or under your arm. I like that. I don't care if you have hair there or not. Just nuzzle under your arm and smell you, because I like how people smell. Well, I like how some people smell. And just breathe in and throw my arm over your belly and my leg over your leg. But then, oh God, I can't get started again. I just thought about grinding against your leg. Somebody stop me, please. Oh, I know what's gonna stop me. The clock is gonna stop me. Alright, I am slowly extricating my fingers from between my legs. Give them a little tidying up. Okay. On that note, it is time to go be a semi-professional citizen of the world. Yeah, I think I can do that now. All right, thank you for being here with me.